It is Carpenter and Rothman, Anthony Rothman, Matty Hayes, and our friend back in the day, the Buckeye Beast himself, Matt Finkus. Matt, good to have you.
Thanks, man. I was one of. Too many of us.
Well, I said earlier in the program, yes, but you and Vrabes, to be that tandem on the ends, you were weak side, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you were quick. You could rush the passer. As they say in the days, he had a good length.
I was all those things that they called you when you weren't a good athlete. Like, he's wiry and quick and, you know, has a decent first step. But, you know, Vrabes is like the total package and big and strong.
You were the gritty guy.
I was the gritty guy. Well. Vrabes was the All-American guy. I was the other guy on the other side.
Yes. Like, who was like in the Seinfeld, right? It's Pavarotti.
And the other guy.
Yeah, right?
the other tenor.
Yeah. You were more than the other guy. Because you could get to the quarterback.
I mean, it's funny. It's funny. They put that quote up or that thing up on Fox. I'm still somehow in the top five at sacks at OSU.
Right.
And people ask about that. I mean, and you know, now I'm older, so I can brag a little bit. I mean, when you look at what Vrabes and I did numbers-wise, it's pretty impressive when you go back and look at it. I mean, just because it's a different era, too. So much running the football.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, I would love to play in today's game where all you had to do is pass rush 60 plays a game. Are you kidding me? I mean, I'm lining up in between, like when Wisconsin came out, they just pull in 5 or 7 offensive linemen. You had to sit there and take double teams all day. It's a different world now, man. I would love to do that, but yeah, they were fun times.
So let's start in this different world that we're in now, because you know Chase Young is just wrecking dudes every single week. Just the particulars that you're seeing that you know us fans may not see from playing down there in the trenches, like. What are you seeing from him that's making him so special right now?
He's at a different level. I mean, he's an all-pro NFL defensive end playing on Saturdays.
Yeah.
And I said this a couple weeks ago, and I mean, I was on this Chase Young for Heisman campaign about 4 weeks ago, and no one was listening to me. I'm calling out Matt Leinart on Twitter, like, hey, you misspelled Chase Young's name wrong in that number one spot.
Yeah.
And now, you know, he has that game against Wisconsin. But what's so special? I mean, the technique, what Larry Johnson does with those guys technique-wise is just incredible. I mean, he's probably the best technical coach in football, not just high school, college, pro, whatever, the best technical coach. And when you add in what Chase Young is physically to the technique, I think that's what you see kind of with our wide receivers with Brian Hartline.
Yeah.
You add the physical attributes that these guys have to the technique, because Hartline wasn't a speed guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was a technical wide receiver. So when you take that technical ability and add it to the physicality of what these guys can do, it just makes it special for him. And I mean, at this point too, I mean, just the intimidation factor. I mean, and you know, we had that back in the day a little bit, Mike and I, you know, because tackles you could tell when guys were nervous to play you. I mean, and tackles have to be nervous to play Chase Young, and he's just at a different level. There's no one in talking about the Heisman again. You take the top five running backs and, you know, you switch teams and their numbers are going to be about the same. Quarterbacks probably. There's no one in college football doing what Chase Young is doing. Yeah. No one doing it.
He leads the leads down sacks, right? 13.5, I think he leads college football. And you're right. He could be.
He might catch me for fifth place in this season.
Craziness, man.
Right now, and here's the funny thing. Do you feel that Leinart felt that he wasn't worthy of the Heisman, but it just wasn't realistic for him to win it? Are there two different conversations there?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the Heisman has devolved into, it's a stat, prom party. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what the Heisman is. It's been that way. I mean, when you had let's be honest, Orlando Pace in 96 should have won the Heisman Trophy.
Yep.
He was the best player in college football, bar
Danny
none.
Werfel?
Danny Werfel, are you kidding me? I mean, Danny Werfel.
But at least O got to go to New York.
He did go. I mean, he did. Right. But I mean,
what you're saying.
If the award is for the best player in college football, you know, Orlando Pace isn't hard to discern.
Right.
Chase Young isn't hard. They're like, this isn't a hard thing to look at and say, man, I'm going to split hairs here. Chase Young, he's the best player in college football. But I think the award has just evolved into who has the best stats. If you're on a team that's going to lose 3 or 4 games and you have to have X number more touchdowns or X number more yards than the guy who's on the national championship team. I mean, it really kind of has devalued the award, and it's not the best player anymore.
Yeah.
And it should be.
Well, and here's the other thing that he has. He has more than just the best player. He could be the most impactful, which I think that's the toughest part for a defensive guy, right? Defensive guys can impact games, but he actually is a big factor now. I think it's because it's almost weird. If Ohio State's offense was worse, and they were still undefeated.
And they needed him a little bit more?
Yes. Is that sad for me to say? That I almost feel like they're so good as a team that it's hurting his Heisman chances.
Well, I mean, I think it's kind of like, our situation in 95 when Eddie did win the Heisman.
Right.
You had Bobby Hoying, Terry Glenn, Eddie George, and Steve Snapp had to make a decision who to put his eggs in the basket with, midway through the season. And they went, because, it's a right. marketing campaign at the end of the day. And they went with Eddie, and luckily he busted out 312 yards against Illinois or something like that, and it cashed in. But, Terry still won the Biletnikoff Award.
Exactly.
It wasn't like those guys were bad. And I think that, at the beginning of this, you look at J.K. Dobbins, second in the NCAA in rushing. Justin Fields isn't putting up the yardage numbers, but the production numbers and the touchdowns accounted for is right there. But again, I think when you look at this and you watch the film, I just go back to there's not a defensive player in college football that is making, as you said, Anthony, the impact, the forced fumbles, the sacks. I mean, you can't block him one-on-one with a tackle. You can't. There's not too many defensive ends in the NFL or college that you can't put your starting left tackle and say, we're going to win some and lose some here, but it's going to be okay.
Right.
You put Chase Young one-on-one, you're going to lose.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And that's what offensive coordinators are going into these games thinking.
Former Buckeye Matt Fink is one of the original Silver Bullets joining us in studio here on Carpenter and Rothman. I want to stick on the defensive side of the ball because, look, it was the elephant in the room this offseason with the way the defense played, especially the linebackers. And, look, he brings in Al Washington, that being Coach Day, and Madison, takes over as a defensive coordinator. But the trio of guys, and even Baron Browning, making some plays this year, being that fourth guy rotating in, just what are you seeing that's different this year? Because it's kind of been night and day, man. No pun intended, but it really has with that unit.
It has been. It's just the simplicity of it. The bottom line has been at Ohio State, and you look at what Jim Haycock did in the early 2000s, and then when Luke took over, and then you kind of had the who was the guy that Urban brought in right off the bat?
Bill Davis.
Yeah.
No. The D.C. when he first got here that ended up going to, James Madison.
Everett Withers?
Everett Withers,
okay. Yeah.
And
there you go. That's
and then,
a good
like,
pull.
He got rid of him. And,
by the way, I'm done for the show
now. Yes, and then let Luke take over again.
Every brain cell I have is gone.
At Ohio State, we have the best athletes. Yeah. We got the best players. It's us, Alabama, and, every now and then Clemson, and, these other teams. But we have the best players. If you overcomplicate the scheme, and I think that's what Greg Schiano did over the years, overcomplicate, and I've played in those systems. Dom Capers is one of those guys where, you play in his defense, and the minutiae is just overwhelming. Belichick was my defensive coordinator with the Jets. His defense, he wrote out on a sheet of notebook paper, and he still does it. It's not complicated, but you know what you're supposed to do. And that half second, that little bit of hesitation where you're unsure of where you're going and what you're doing is the difference between making a tackle and missing a tackle. And I think that's what you saw so many times last year is that hesitation, that half step in the wrong direction was then that creates a bad angle and that creates a missed tackle. And those guys were just thinking themselves into paralysis where now they know where to line up. It's not complicated. Madison's running four or five blitzes and three or four coverages, and the guys are just going out and playing and running and having a good time and making plays.
We're in studio with Matt Finkus, the former All Big Ten defensive end on those great teams, teamed with Vrabel to form one of the best tandems in college football at the defensive end. I'll get a quick comment from you before we go to break on this, the talent on this team and comparing talent. The unforgivable sin in Columbus is losing to Michigan. Unfortunately, you had to feel that. Now, you righted the wrong, certainly, that year that you guys went and won the Rose Bowl when you chopped the head off the snake, literally, Jake Plummer. And I feel like that's certainly that you can look back on that and say, like, you know what? You don't have to think about what ifs. You won the Rose Bowl and whatever. But do you sit here and think about what ifs? Do you